Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you? What do you do?
My name is Jennifer Elder. I'm also known as the Sustainable CFO. I help businesses, CFOs, CEOs position themselves for a successful future, especially in uncertain times, how to be the disruptor, not the disruptee.
Love it. Love it. Jennifer, question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
Oh, the best thing about working with businesses is the variety and the creativity. I am never disappointed with what business owners, particularly the CEOs and the C-suite, come up with to do. I love that energy and that creativity.
Awesome, awesome. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting from decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a challenge if you really don't have a message that connects with their concerns. That, I find, is the biggest issue. So if you understand what your customers are going through, then they will listen to you, but you have to approach it from their perspective.
You do, you do. Question number four, what advice would you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
I would say it's related to what I just said, which is you really have to understand your customer. There are too many examples of businesses who were successful, but then failed because they stopped listening to their customers. Particularly in uncertain times, you need to reach out. You can't assume that you know what your customers need. It's time to pick up the phone. It's time to do a Zoom call. It's time to meet with your customers and say, what are your biggest challenges? What are you faced with? And then the business owner can figure out how they can be part of the solution. It's amazing when you can find that synergy, but you have to know what your customers are going through first.
Well, can you give me an example of a time that you thought the customers were wanting one thing and then because of the shifting marketplace, it changed for you?
Oh, I can. From my personal perspective, last year I published a book called Faster Disaster Recovery, and it's an important issue, and I thought people would be interested in it. What I discovered is it's an issue that people don't want to think about. And so I was disappointed with how the book came across. But then in talking to my customers, they said, yeah, we really don't want to think about a disaster. What we do want to think about is how we prevent a disaster from happening. So if you can talk to us more about risk management, we will love you for that. So little light bulb moment of connect with your customers. They'll tell you what they're looking for.
I love that story there. Question number five, what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Oh, I can think of two people, actually three people right off the top of my head. One is Ed Robinson, who's also known as the Rainmaker. He is a fabulous consultant in the business development space. Then there is Peter Margaritis, who is a CPA and a certified speaking professional. He is amazing when it comes to helping organizations expand their creativity through improv. And he does a lot of applied improv, which is incredibly valuable. And then the third one would be Carl Ulrichs, who is a SPHR, which means he's an HR expert. And he really has a fabulous way of connecting with CEOs and the C-suite about the practical resources in HR. I know sometimes HR can seem a little on the fluffy side without trying to offend anybody, right. But Carl brings it down to a very practical, implementable level.
Awesome. I will look them up when we are done here. Question number six, Jennifer, this is the most important question of the podcast. I need you to focus on this one.
I'm focused. I'm watching. Okay.
Perfect. So tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Oh, the first sale. So the first sale was actually my first pivot into consulting and speaking. I had been a CFO for 15 years, and now my third company got sold out from under me. And when your company is bought, they don't need another CFO. So I was in that process of trying to decide what was next. And I was approached to give a presentation about surviving a recession. And I said, you know what? Why not? I can do that. So I went and did the presentation, and my first sale resulted from that presentation. So the learning that I got from that first sale was to pay attention, to keep your eyes open for opportunities that come your way. Don't close any doors. My dad used to say that sometimes people spend too much time looking behind them at the door that just closed, that they miss the four doors that are opening in front of them.
Absolutely.
I'm always on the lookout for something new.
Your dad sounds like a smart guy. I love it there. So Jennifer, you now have 3 minutes and 12 seconds left. Promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we can end it early. Go.
Well, I think I would ask you a question. What do you think is the best advice for B2B owners?
I think the best advice for B2B owners is when you're doing your cold prospecting, make sure you're leading with value that isn't obvious, you know, hey, I'm giving you something so you automatically get in my sales funnel. So no more free eBooks, no more you'll go to my webinar, because everyone knows that, at least most people know right now, that you're asking someone to go to a webinar, you're asking them to be on an hour-long sales pitch.
Yes.
You know, that part there. And the ebook thing is, hey, would you like my ebook?
Yes. I'm like, sign up for my list.
Yeah, that's all it is there. So figuring out a system of where you can reach out to someone that it isn't basically, they're actually getting value from it automatically, not just being put into your list.
Yes. And I would add to that, that when you reach out to prospects, explain the transformation that will occur after working with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because too often we say, here are the features that we have, but we don't talk about the effect on the organization you're trying to work with. So understanding the problems that your customers have can then lead you to explain, this is what people are suffering from. And if you work with me, this is where you'll end up, which is where they want to be. Explain the transformation. It's not a sale. You become the trusted guide. You become the Yoda for your client.
Exactly. Love it there. By the way, you only have 1 minute and 27 seconds left. Would you like some promo time?
Sure. If anyone is interested, what I love to do is work with companies that would like to create a really compelling, exciting, long-term plan for their future that allows them to create the future that they want, not just keep doing what they're doing.
Awesome. There we go. You pulled it off. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
It is sustainablecfo.com.
In the description, it's magic. There we go. Jennifer, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.